Before we start the podcast, we want to take the time to say if you like us, please follow, like, comment on SoundCloud, sub, like, comment on YouTube, subscribe, rate, and comment on iTunes. It really helps us out and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime, and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm your host, Aaron, and with me is my co-host, Jay. Jay, how's it going?
It's going good, Aaron. How are you?
Good, good. It's been a good year, Jay.
Yeah, fun year.
2 whole years. I know we mention every so often, do you believe that we would have made it 2 whole nope. years?
And I'm excited to do the third year.
Yeah, keep on going.
Yeah, keep on trekking.
I know, never thought we'd make it to episode 100.
Mm-hmm. And we're nearing it.
Again, my favorite story I like telling on these podcasts. I'm going to tell it every time. Mm-hmm. Born out of me being drunk on New Year's Eve one year. I don't know if you were drunk that New Year's.
I was drinking.
New Year's. I was drinking.
Yeah, I wasn't drunk though.
No, yeah, I was pretty drunk. And we started talking about anime. Mm-hmm. And
I mentioned I wanted to do a podcast.
I don't think we were like acquaintances then. I don't think we were like friends mm-hmm. as we are now. We were like,
that might have been like the second time I met you.
That might have been, actually.
Yeah, because the first time I met you was Star Wars, the Force Awakens opening.
And that was that the same day. Year? I guess that was the same year,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was the same year. That might have been like a month after the Star Wars.
I don't even know how we started talking about anime.
We already had like stuff in common the first day we met. Because I was playing like, I think you were talking about like a Digino Gaming thing about Star Wars. Mm-hmm. And I oh, that's from Digino Gaming. And you're like, oh, I already like this guy.
I know.
I think you said something like that.
Yeah. And then we're just from there. And then this mm-hmm. podcast, we become fairly close now through this podcast.
Yeah, for sure.
Hang out a lot. I think I hang out probably more than you and I hang out with Art.
Yeah, the guy that brought us together.
Yeah.
I see you every week.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was like saying, I remember like, oh yeah, let's do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. And then it took us a while to pick the first podcast.
I think like a month.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, sure. Let's go. And then from then.
Yeah. Because like we finally decided Soul Eater and then we had to watch it. And then we did it.
And the rest is history. I didn't know. We only missed 1 week. This year.
Mm-hmm.
So 51 videos, I think we 51
different anime or
no 51 no. weeks
51 weeks
of yeah, 51 podcasts. Weeks or yeah I think it was 51 weeks
yeah don't get mad at us for that 1 week off. Yeah,
that was we did that for you, for everybody. So we don't have got to do Assassination Classroom ever again.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we do Koro Sensei Quest, which I do not want to do.
I'll pick that next week.
All right, Jay, so before we start, I have some fun little stats for us.
Okay, so in place of the facts that we don't have facts for.
Yeah.
Well, I guess these are facts, huh?
I know. This is Anime Cherry Bomb. I should have did it that way, which would have been pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
Year two, we did, like I said, 51 episodes,
mm-hmm.
and we are a review podcast.
Okay.
We watched, take a wild guess, how many episodes of anime you think we watched?
Oh my god.
This season. And I got to add 12.
Over 200. No?
You're not
more?
Even close.
Over 400.
You're not even close.
No?
We watched, I got to add, this is plus, because this is right after we recorded the All Pack. So I'm a little short on the numbers.
Okay.
But so this is around. So we watched over 800 episodes of anime
this year.
Yeah, this year alone.
I've watched more than you, right? Because I finished Kimi Kiss.
Mm-hmm.
So I've done a little bit more than you.
But yeah, it's 800 episodes.
Wow, that is mind-boggling.
Yeah, that breaks down to, yeah, because you got to think about it. We did two rounds of 30, mm-hmm. 30 or 40 for One Piece.
Yeah.
That makes up a big chunk.
Mm-hmm.
There was a really, I remember just recently we were complaining, oh, we did a lot of 24s in a row.
Yeah.
In the summer, I think we hit like 6 24 episodes anime in a row.
Wow. In a row?
In a row. Yeah, we did a lot in a row.
Holy crap.
It like tripped me out when I did it. And as we figured out today, I'm horrible at math. So if I'm wrong by 24, then.
Yeah, that's fine. And that's not including quintessential quintuplets, right?
Yeah, I think without quintessential, it's 808. So okay. 820.
All right.
820 episodes of anime.
Around that.
Yeah. Combined, and I even did the mini or half episodes or whatever.
Okay, like the movies and stuff?
No, like Suradura is only like 8 minutes, 15 minutes long. Oh, okay, yeah. So on average, we did it's 17,360 minutes of anime, which breaks down to about 289 hours or 12 days.
12 days of watching anime. Sounds like a fun 12 days.
Another fun fact. If you watch 10 hours of anime a day, you'd catch up to season 2 in 29 days.
Wow.
So if you watch 10 hours a day for 29 days, you'd watch all of all of year 2.
Wow.
Over the last year, we've accumulated 5,650 listeners. Okay. And that's up from more than double of what we got our first year. First year was around 2,000, 2,500, around there. Mm-hmm. What was the most watched episode this year? Season 2 episode of this year.
Season 2?
Or year 2.
Takagi, the first one?
No.
Is it a random one?
It's kind of random, but I kind of get it. Okay. It's I Was Reincarnated as a Slime.
Oh, yeah.
Is okay. Our number one by like a mile.
Oh, wow. How many listens does that have?
I didn't check, but it's really high.
It's like probably in the 300s, maybe?
Hold on. Let me see. 300 exactly.
Oh, wow.
300.
Okay.
And then if you're curious, what do you think the all-time?
All-time?
All-time.
Gal. My first girlfriend is a gal.
No, it is Haikyuu.
Yeah, the first one or the second one?
Oh, I can't see it.
But it's Haikyuu.
Yeah, no, second and third seasons.
Okay.
Of Haikyuu was that Haikyuu followed by the original Mob Psycho, which is, I think that's when we started blowing up, was the first one to really get high was Mob. And then
I think that and Little Witch were like the Witch was the first one that got like a lot over of 100. Attention.
I think over 50 was, I'm pretty sure, was that. And then Slime.
Okay.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Our top three countries.
Top three countries.
Yeah. So you can probably guess the first two.
Yeah, United States.
Okay.
And the UK.
Okay. What do you think the third one is?
Brazil.
It is Indonesia.
Oh.
We're really big in Indonesia.
Yeah.
So let me see. Actually, this is fun. Actually, on our all-time, which is fun, it's United States, Indonesia, UK, Ireland, Canada, and Netherlands.
Okay.
And then Italy, rounding up. And Brazil.
Yeah. Well, shout-outs to Indonesia and all the other countries that listen to us.
All right. And that's all the fun facts that I have.
Mm-hmm.
So
really cool.
Yeah, really cool thing. I can't wait for
To build upon that.
Exactly. And I want to try to keep a cumulative score, because me doing it all yesterday, I was doing all the math and I was like, oh, this is horrible. All right. So lists.
Yeah.
Top threes.
We're doing top threes.
All right.
And it's the usual topics.
So what do you want to go for? You want to go characters first?
What do you mean, like protagonists?
Yeah. You want to go... All right. So let's go best main character.
So protagonist.
Yeah, protagonist. MCs. Okay. All
right. So, I have...
Let's go honorable...
I don't have an honorable.
You know, honorable mentions?
I didn't have enough time to...
Okay. So I have three honorable mentions.
Okay.
So... It's Nishikata,
okay,
Dandy, and Ayumu from This Is a Zombie are my three honorable mentions.
Okay.
All right. So you can go ahead and you can start first.
Okay. My number three is Emma from The Promised Neverland.
That is also my number three is Emma.
There you go.
I think she's one of the strongest female characters
to come out for a long time.
Yeah. I think last time Luluko was on my list, and I think
maybe that or the girl from Kill la Kill would be another.
Ryoko. Ryoko is probably my top favorite one. But I really like Enma. I really want to see more of where that character goes.
Good thing there's another season.
Exactly.
Coming our way.
All right, number two.
For number two, I have Kumiko from Sound Euphomium.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, just a really grounded character, very relatable. Really, really like her.
I kind of wish I would have thrown her on my
honorable mentions.
Yeah, my number two is Mob Koyama.
Okay, cool.
I really love Mob. Mm-hmm. He's just such a cool character.
Yeah,
I really love.
He grows a lot in the second season.
Exactly. And that's my one of my favorite things about him.
Yeah.
And number one, Jay.
Number one for me, you already mentioned it in your honorable mentions, Nishikata.
Ooh, Nishikata? Okay. Yeah, I
love Nishikata.
Yeah, I don't blame you for that one. Mm-hmm. Really love him. My number one is good old Dr. Tenma.
There we go.
I think Tenma is such a cool character. We spent a lot of time with him. Mm-hmm. And
you never really get tired of him. He just...
Exactly. And he's just fun. And he's like grounded in reality.
Yeah.
And that's what I really like about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Antagonist.
Do you have honorable mentions?
I do have honorable mentions. Isabella. Mama Isabella from Promised Neverland.
That's a good one, yeah.
And my boy and yours, Lad Russo.
Yeah, Lad Russo.
Lad Russo is so cool.
Yeah.
I think we actually
have... From Bakano, if you didn't know.
So I think this year, looking at my list, I think our antagonists are stronger than
the protagonists. Yeah,
we had a really good antagonist year this year. And then shout out, I don't know if I didn't put him on here, but Eneru.
Eneru's
so dope.
Yeah.
And I just told you, I just remembered him right now.
All right.
All right, so I'll go.
You go first, yeah.
Number three, Mogami from Mom Psycho.
Okay, yeah.
I just, the first fight with Mogami inside of the girl's head,
mm-hmm.
really dope.
Yeah.
And then him telling Mob, you know, you're going to fall down the same path as I went.
Mm-hmm.
And then him fighting him as the giant evil tree.
Yeah.
I just think he makes a really cool antagonist. Just because he's evil Mob.
Okay.
It's just really cool. All
right. I'm going to mention my number two because you already said it in your honorable mentions, but Lad Russo is my number two.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah.
I don't mind that whatsoever.
Yeah, he's just a really fun character for being very evil and evil. Very...
It's like...
And he has like such fun dialogue in the whole anime.
And his alignment, like he's like chaotic evil. Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't just do...
He just does it for fun.
Does it for fun. That's so cool.
You poor bastard.
Poor bastard. I'm going to kill you one day, you know.
Are you saying you don't want me to kill you?
So, right. Who's your number three?
I have Johan from Monster.
Ooh, okay. Real quick, number one.
Johan from Monster. I had a feeling that was your number one.
Yeah, really strong. Really love Johan.
Mm-hmm. Really great character.
He's a really cool, like, Mob to Mogami is more, I think, black and white.
Yeah.
Whereas Tenma to Johan.
Yeah, it's a wide array of shades and stuff.
Like, not only is it, like, size of the same coin, but it's, like, gray.
Yeah.
Like, you could see Tenma lose himself. It's, mm-hmm. I really love, like... Mogami is a bad guy in like the shonen sense, I guess.
Yeah.
And then Johan is just like a dude, an evil dude.
An evil guy. Mastermind.
And then my number two.
Yeah, you're number two.
My number two is Tagaki.
That's my number one.
Is it? There you go. I don't mind that either. really, she's so adorable.
Yeah, really good.
Ball of evil, mm-hmm. she is. All right. So, side character.
All right.
I don't have any honorable mentions for side character.
My first one is a joke one.
There you go.
Your number three? My number three. It's the guru from Horror News. The one that has like two frames of animation.
Oh my God.
What a great character.
I don't even got much to add about that. I agree. My number three is you from This is a Zombie.
Okay, yeah.
Yulewood Hellscythe. Mm-hmm. She's such a cute character, and she's probably one of my favorite characters from This is a Zombie.
Yeah.
And it's such a strong cast, too. Mm-hmm. Very cool. All
right. My number two is Mina from Takagi-san.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Really love that character. She's so funny.
I think she's the...
Great eyebrows.
Between her and Yuki, I feel... Mm-hmm. Or Yukari.
Yeah.
Because I really love Yukari, too. She's so adorable. My number two is a combo pick of Isaac and Mira.
Yeah, from Bakano.
Really fun characters. Really I could... Fun. I'd love a spinoff with just those two.
Yeah.
And they're...
They do make a cameo in Durarara.
I really love, real quick, my favorite scene of them is the last scene of the anime where they're in the 2000s, in the current age.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's like the end of the anime.
Yeah, and then they're like still dressed like they're in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, wait a second. Oh, it's the year 2000. And they like barely figure it out. It's pretty cool.
Every day is our birthday.
All right, who do you have for number
two? Number one. Number this one. Might surprise you. I have Phil from The Promised Neverland.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah. I think Phil would have been in my honorable mentions.
Mm-hmm. I love Phil. He was a great kid. Really cute.
I wish there was more Phil.
Yeah, for sure.
In the same vein as you, my character is also cute. QT.
Hey, from Space Dandy.
I really love QT.
Yeah, QT was awesome.
I love QT more than I love Dandy. And more than Meow.
Yeah, for sure more than Meow.
No, it's so good. I love it. All right. So, since I'm the only one who did it, I'll have my favorite ensemble cast.
Yeah.
So, this is this favorite overall cast from anime.
Yeah, I didn't get the text. Aaron texted me, and I guess I ignored it. But
yeah. So, I don't know why I only have two.
Okay.
But for my honorable mentions, I guess I can just slap one up. But I have Lucky Star and Fate Stay Night are my honorable mentions. Really strong cast.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So number three is Takagi. I think it's one of those animes where everybody's likable. I think everyone is likable from these next three.
Okay.
Space Dandy. I just really love. I love everyone in that anime. It's such a small cast.
Mm-hmm.
And every new person who they bring in is really fun.
Yeah.
And then number one, Bakano. I think Bakano, head and shoulders above everyone else, is really good.
Yeah. Not only just characters, but like voice actors. Oh, I mean, it's a really big cast, but it's done so well that like you can't even like tell that it's like hella people.
Exactly. I was telling Jay that for my side characters, I had a rough time choosing between Isaac and Mira and Jacuzzi and Nice because they're just such cool characters.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So, Husbando, Jay.
Husbandos. Yeah. One of my favorite categories. do you have honorable mentions?
I do not.
Okay.
I think last time I only had two. So I don't even have a top three. I have a top three now.
Okay. Well, my number three is Luck. Luck from Bakano.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, Luck from, what's his last name? Gandor? Luck?
Yeah.
Gandor?
One of the Gandor brothers.
Yeah. Yeah, Luck. He's just a good-looking guy and really cool.
Oh, no. I don't know where this guy came from. Oh, no.
Say his name.
Nobu. Oh, Nobu. It's from Nana. Nana. There you go.
That's your number three.
Yeah, number three is Nobu from Nana. I think he's a really cool dude. I think he gets the shaft in the anime.
Poor dude.
But I really like Nobu. He's really cool. Such a cool
punk
dude.
Punk rocker, and he's my number two.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, there you go.
I also love Nobu. All
right, my number two is Gil from Fate Stay Night.
Yeah.
He's real evil in Fate Stay Night.
Yeah, very rapey.
Very rapey at points, but he's but he you looks, take away he the rapey really vibe, cool. He's really cool.
Yeah.
He only gets rapey at the end. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Number one, who do you have for your number one?
I have Martin from Monster.
Ooh, I didn't even think about Martin.
Yeah, I kind of stole from the middle podcast.
I think that's what Gil was my top from there. But
Martin's my number one.
No one beat him. No one beat him out. I think last time I was even like, oh, Martin, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I think we're forgetting. Mine is Fiero from Bacano. Oh,
yeah, there you go.
He's just so cool. He's
a really cool guy.
It was like
so smooth.
Yeah, he's so dope. I just love him.
Yeah.
All right.
Waifus.
Oh, you have any honorable mentions on the waifu list?
Where's my waifus? No.
So I have Seiko from Danganronpa.
Oh, that's a great one.
Moved her down to honorable mentions. And then Lalako, who was also in my top.
Okay.
Moved them both down.
All right.
All right, so number three, I have Scarlet from Space Dandy.
Okay, yeah.
I think
Scarlet's great.
She's such a cool, badass woman character.
Yeah.
Super underutilized, I feel. Mm-hmm. I would have loved if she was part of the crew.
Yeah.
Or went on more adventures.
Been a love interest and more of a love interest with Dandy, but.
Yeah. But oh, they got that wonderful vacation episode.
Yeah.
Where they barely miss each other at the end. Oh, it's so good.
My number three is a joke pick.
Go ahead.
And it's the alien girl from Horror News.
There you go.
Pretty good one. Yeah, she's all right. I couldn't really think of a third one. My other two are ones that I've said already.
Your serious ones?
Yeah.
All right. Number two. Mine's Yuki Yoshida from Is This a Zombie?
Okay, yeah.
My favorite girl character in there. She's so adorable. Mm-hmm. She's like the most... probably the cutest drawn character in there.
Yeah.
And she's voiced by Brittany Karabowski, and that doesn't hurt either.
Yeah, she's a great voice actor. All right. My number two, Ava Heinemann.
Ooh, that's a good one, too.
Love Ava. Love how depressed she got and how crazy she got. Really good character, and she's pretty.
I love her depression. That's a good one. And then my number one. Mm-hmm. And you can probably guess what it is, but it's Saber
from Fate Stay Night. Yeah, I had a feeling it'd be Saber. Yeah.
She has the unfair advantage of, I really love her in
and you love FGO. The game.
I love the game, and I love her. So yeah, that's my pick. All
right. And my number one is my real number three. It's Natsuki from Sound Euphomium.
There you go.
Just another really cute character.
I'm pretty sure both of our number ones didn't change.
Yeah.
This time around.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think last time I cheated and used old waifus from the first year.
Because
I don't think I remembered to change it. But yeah, Natsuki, really good.
All right. So let's go openings.
Openings.
I think we had a lot of strong openings this season. So,
This one I actually do have honorable mentions.
And so go ahead. You can go with your honorable mentions.
Okay. So I have Lucky Star as an honorable mention.
I also have Lucky Star as an honorable mention.
Really good. And I have Gokudo as an honorable mention.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I really like that song, Prism. Really good.
My second honorable mention was Crymax Ultra Ordinary Days. That's the opening to Space Patrol.
Oh, Space Patrol.
Space Patrol Lolico. Really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took it off too, but another one would be 99.9. That's the Mob Psycho one.
All right, my number three. I just added it right now. It's a Serial Experiment Lane's opening.
Duvet.
Yeah, Duvet. Really good song.
Same here. I added really, really cool English song.
Yeah. Really sounds like very 90s, very almost like Dido. I really like that.
Yeah.
It really sounds like Dido.
All right, number two, Jay.
Number two. Oh, you had that as number three?
Yeah, that was also my number three.
My number two is Nana's opening, the first opening.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that one.
Really good rock.
I think
rock
I prefer sound. That one over to the second one.
Okay.
Mine is Kami Iro Awase, and that's the Danganronpa Despair arc opening. Really, really cool opening of just, I think we mentioned it before, of the different openings of darkening colors. And
yeah.
It's really static, but the song is really good. Mm-hmm. And just the imagery in it's really strong.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, number one.
Number one, I have Baccano's opening. Like, there's like no lyrics or anything like that. But
I want to rearrange mine to honorable mention to Baccano. I totally forgot to add it in there.
Yeah, but mine is, that's such a great song. Great. And the whole animation about it is really awesome as well. You get to see all the intros to the characters. Very unique way to introduce you to everybody.
Right. And it's all like motion. It's not like character cards.
Yeah. And what's really cool about it is, since it's like such a large cast, it really is really good for reminding you what everybody's name is.
All right. My number one favorite, Touch Off, which is the opening to Promised Neverland.
Okay.
Fire. Really good song. Mm-hmm. I listen to it like almost every week at some point on my commute. Mm-hmm. Really, really good.
Yeah. It's a good song.
All right. Endings.
Endings.
Honorable mentions. I have the one I forgot last time, Tootie.
Okay, yeah. Sound Euphonium.
Sound Euphonium. Yeah. Really good song. Mm-hmm. Ska influenced. Fun.
Yeah, very cool. My number three is Nana, which is the song that's I Reach Into the Sun.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
That one's really good. Really like that song. Almost, I think we mentioned it in that podcast, that it's almost reminiscent of Scum's Wish. Like, it kind of like.
Yeah.
Like when it's like a release.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, really good song.
Like when you think about it, I don't think it was the theme song at the point, but when I think of that song, I think of like Nana sitting on the toilet. But I think it was a different opening at the ending at that point. All right, number three, People Password, which is the ending to Luluco.
Yeah, that's my number two.
Ooh, okay, which is fair.
Yeah. Really cool song.
Oh,
that's a song that we mentioned that one quite a bit.
All the time. It might be one of my favorite endings of all time.
Yeah.
It's really up there. I really like that
really,
song.
Really, really cool song.
Really breathy.
Yeah.
All right. Which also,
what's your number two?
What's your number three?
I already said Nana. Nana's my number three.
Oh, I thought it was your honorable mention. My bad.
Nah.
Yeah. Number two. Mine is I'm a Beginner at Love. And that's the Koriwa Zombie. Is this a zombie opening?
Ending.
Ending, yeah. And it's the second one with the kissy faces.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a really good one.
I love.
I forgot about that one.
I love that ending so much. And not, like, I love the fact it's a continuation of
the first ending.
Mm-hmm. And even I was having a tough time. I was like, the first ending or the second ending? Because the first ending is also really good.
Yeah.
It's a travesty that their openings kind of suck. Or they're like really generic.
Yeah.
But no, their endings are perfect. Love it.
Okay.
All right. Number one.
Number one for me was Tootie by
Tootie. Okay.
Sound Euphonium. So.
No hate on that.
Yep.
This is a song I listen to
all the time.
All the time. I think it's like an all the time thing. Whenever I have a feeling I want to listen to an anime song, I put this song on. And it's Welcome to the Extra Dimension. And it's the Space Patrol, not Space Patrol, Space Dandy ending. Really, really dope.
Yeah.
It has the same breathiness as People Password.
Yeah.
And I love it. It's it's so cool.
That's the one that almost sounds like Kiro Kiro Bonito.
Yeah.
Right?
It sounds like really like 80s or like. Mm-hmm. Funk, but not funk. It's more like 80s new wave.
Yeah, inspired.
Yeah, really good. All right, and then we have soundtrack.
Yeah, music.
My honorable mention was Takagi-san.
Okay, yeah,
really fun.
I would put that in honorable mentions as well.
All right, so number three. This was a rough category for me, I feel.
Yeah.
We had a lot of great music. Mm-hmm. Space Dandy is my number three.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
It's so strong, I think.
The soundtracks are this year.
Mm-hmm. The awesome mixture of different genres of music.
Yeah, for
perfect.
Sure.
I loved it. Makes me excited for Carol on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Because it's the same guy.
Yeah, same guy. He's really, when it comes to music, he is
on top of it.
Yeah. All right.
My number three is Gundam Unicorn.
Okay, yeah. That's fair.
space opera. Really
space
like
opera,
it.
Epic music.
Mm-hmm. Really cool.
Really fits the.
Really fits space and robots.
Number two, I have Mob Psycho Season 2.
Okay.
As we mentioned before, it's so unique. It's like really dope, old Japanese inspired, like shimisen. And
yeah.
A lot of weird Japanese instruments.
Mm-hmm.
And all like spooky. It's really cool. I really love it.
Yeah. For me, number two, I'm going to switch it up. I had this one at number one, but I think I'm going to switch it to number two, and that's Sound Euphomium.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah. So Sound Euphomium, I mean, it's a.
It's a
music anime, so yeah, it has really great music.
A lot of dope brass band.
Yeah.
All right, my number one is Baccano.
Yeah.
Really love the old 1920s jazz. Really good. I love it.
Yeah, very good. Very good music. And for me, my number one, I would say, is Space Dandy.
There you go. I can't hit on that either.
Mm-hmm.
It was... I could rearrange my list anyway, and I would be perfectly fine with
it. I could see that.
Yeah, Space Dandy's real good, though. I wouldn't mind.
Like you said, a lot of mix of genres and a lot of cool tracks, a lot of auto-tune. It's really cool.
All right. We have... We're coming down to the home stretch. We have Art.
Oh, I didn't do Art.
Oh, you didn't do Art?
No.
Okay. I did Art.
I only have favorite scenes. That's all I have left.
Okay, so I have Art.
Okay.
You can just go ahead and comment. This is a awesome honorable mention. I wish I liked it more. But Oedo Rocket has one of the most unique drawing styles I think we covered.
Yeah, I would say that, yeah.
It's very fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's like very mid-2000s.
Exactly. It's very generic for the age, but I think it actually aged very well.
Yeah.
All right. This one can go to like a bunch of stuff on the list. It's number three.
Mm-hmm.
I put Euphonium, but you can also put any of the Kyoto Animation anime. They all look the same.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Kyoka.
Yeah, Kyoka, Free.
Mm-hmm.
You can all slide. They're all equal. They all look like a part of the same universe. Yeah, essentially. For sure.
Apart from Lucky Star and Dragon Maid.
Yeah. Luluco. I think Luluco, it's Trigger.
Yeah.
I can't really argue. I really love how cartoony and how exaggerated things are.
Yeah, and the colors they use in that anime is really good. A lot of pastels, a lot of light colors. Really nice.
And it's so well animated for how it looks as well. Mm-hmm. And even when it's not animated, when you have Infernal Cop in there,
yeah,
really great. Where's the Frontal Cop Season 2 at, Jay?
I don't know. I don't know if I'd want one.
I don't mean either. All right. And number one, you could probably guess, was Mob. Mob Psycho. It takes the art direction and to the stratosphere.
Yeah. Really great.
Really great. I don't know if there's much more I can describe. I really love it.
Yeah. You should probably watch the anime.
All right. So, favorite scenes.
Favorite scenes, yeah.
Do you have any honorable mentions?
No. Do you?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4. I have four. Yeah, four.
Okay.
So the one that I moved from my list was meeting Chiaki on Jabberwock Island.
Okay.
So at the end where Hajime meets talks to the ghost of Chiaki.
Oh.
Oh, it's so good. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like... Oh, just like, oh, Hajime, who are you talking to? And he goes, oh, nobody. And it cuts to it again. And she's not there. And like, I love Chiaki so much. I also have, I put the whole episode of Dandy, a merry companion is a wagon in space, baby, which is the professional episode.
Oh, yeah.
Where he takes care of the little girl when he's carrying her to...
Mm-hmm.
I guess it could be the protector.
Yeah, that's a good episode.
Yeah, and there's a lot of great space anime episodes that could have slotted in there.
That's like the episode that really like sucks you into that anime.
Yeah, I think... Because it's like only episode four.
Four, yeah.
And I think up until then, I was like, this anime is okay. Mm-hmm. And then that episode hits, and then it's just like banger from there on.
Yeah.
Like, I could have... I don't want to take up too much time just talking about Space Dandy, but I could have put like...
A lot of
Meow's,
episodes.
Like Meow's Homeworld one. That one would go up there. the race episode.
Yeah.
That could have went up there.
With that twist of an end.
Yeah, the QT falling in love one, that could have went up there.
That's a great one too.
The spa episode, the taking the taking Scarlett to the
dating spa planet. Yeah.
Oh, so good. I could have put any of the Scarlett episodes in there. I think both of the Scarlett episodes are really good.
Yeah.
The second to last episode in the courtroom.
Yeah.
That one's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Going to the high school.
Yeah, going to the high school. Oh, my goodness. There's a lot of great stuff. I'm sad I can only pick one. I have, which is another weird one, in Bamboo Blade. the high stance.
So okay, yeah.
Whenever the first time, mm-hmm. I didn't even forget the girl's name, the short girl.
Yeah.
Whenever the person takes a high stance against her and how she freaks out, I really love that that interaction.
Yeah.
And then my last one is a double, kind of cheated here. But it's the Gate of Babylon / Gate of Bootylon.
Yeah, those are two great scenes.
Yeah, so a really epic scene. They're both actually epic scenes.
Yeah.
But the Gate of Bootylon is a reference to
Keijo.
Keijo. Well,
it's in Keijo.
It's a Keijo reference to Fate.
Yeah.
And it's just really strong, really funny. All right. So number three, I have Mob vs. Mogami. And the ending to that episode. One of my favorite endings of Mob being like, oh, you're not a horrible person in real life, are you? And she goes, yeah. And then like she just starts like breaking down because she's like really sorry for how he treated her.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole episode, perfect. I love it. The art direction is like the highest in the series.
Yeah, for sure.
Even though there's no color. Really color in that episode. It's filmed really great.
Yeah. Directed. Animated really great.
Oh,
great.
So good. What do you have for number three?
Okay. I'm going to switch it up again after I'm looking at it. But my number three is the results of the contest in Sound Euphomium.
I had Reyna's solo, I think in the original one. But okay, I moved it out of the list because I didn't want to.
A lot of things.
Yeah. There's a lot of great scenes.
Yeah.
But yeah, but waiting, that's a great scene.
Yeah, I think that's the only one that I carried over from the middle, from the half-year podcast. But yeah, the results for the contest. Like one of the times that like I really got emotional, like I really wanted the team to win. Really good.
And it's really good because they like the last person and it goes quiet. Mm-hmm. And then you just see him celebrate. That is directed really great. Where you're like, oh my God. And then you see like the characters crying.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Really good.
My number two is The Escape.
Wait, wouldn't it be number three? What was your number three?
My number three was Mob.
Oh, Mob. Okay, yeah.
My number three is The Escape.
Or number two is Escape.
Number two is The Escape from The Promised Neverland.
That's my number two.
Really great.
Yeah.
Really from the fire all the way through. It's just nonstop.
Yeah. That like, whole episode could be it's a favorite moment. But The Escape itself, it was like, I said it in the podcast, but just a giant weight lifted. Like they finally got out and they're safe.
When you see them untie the, I think you had a problem with that. They untied the
simultaneously. Yeah.
But that last scene of like, Mom just looking at Emma like, no, like stay. She's like, nope, sorry, I gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
She's like so defeated.
Oh. All right, my number one.
Number one.
Pretty sure this is your number one. And this is Nishikata asking Tagaki-san out. Finally.
To the festival.
Finally, after two seasons.
Yep.
We get Nishikata not being stupid.
Yeah. And
there's so many hints dropped.
Yep. Everybody knows.
Everyone. Oh. And he just finally gets the nerve. Just there's something about him being like, all right, bye. And he drives off. And then he comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. I love that scene.
Yeah. And it got a giant reaction out of me. It was just that the whole soda thing was just so
cute. Take this.
Yeah. And then he just like stumbling away on his bike.
My And then just him sitting with his friends at the end.
Yeah.
Like, he's not like, hey, Nishikata, you got a bite.
Like, he's just like deep in thought.
He's like, Nishikata, can I get a soda? He's like, Nishikata, are you paying attention? That's perfect. There's a lot of Togaki. The other Togaki song I could have put as number one would have been Nishikata looking for Togaki during the festival.
Oh, yeah, during the festival itself, yeah.
I feel that dub ruined that. It's still a good scene, I feel. Nishikata, exactly. But that sub to it is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Emotional. Even though I think I like kind of called it, this is exactly what's going to happen, but it was so good. It executed very well. And like the kind of melancholy because he gets there right as the... Because I didn't make this connection earlier or during the podcast, but Nishikata is always just misses his opportunity.
Yeah.
So like at the bonfire, he's one girl away before the song ends.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that actually builds off of it because he gets there and the fireworks are over. Mm-hmm. So he missed his chance. But what's really cool, instead of being like, okay, and admit defeat and like just leave, he goes and he like holds
her hand
and walks down with her.
Yeah.
Really good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And now it's time. Oh, what's your number? Did you say your number one?
It was that.
It was that? Okay.
All right. Now
the moment
of truth.
The moment of truth. The rating.
No. The rating. Of all the animes.
Yeah, I guess so. So, what we're all here for.
Mm-hmm.
The big list.
And we have it on the big screen over here. You guys can't see it, but...
All right. So, we are starting with the mediocrity line. Everything.
Yes.
Everything we're naming from here is the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, the bad ones.
Yeah, once we...
Bad apples.
And once we utter these ones, we'll never think of them again.
Yep.
All right. The worst anime we covered this season. This year. Sorry. Hiccups. Horror news. Really bad anime.
Yeah. And we knew it was bad when I picked it. Well, I knew it was bad.
You knew it was bad when you picked it.
Yeah, so.
Was it as bad as you thought it was going to be?
Yeah.
Did it live up to the badness?
I think it lived up to the badness. Then, Time of Eve.
Were you surprised how bad it was?
No.
Okay. It's good.
next is Gokudo.
Gokudo.
Kimikiss.
Kimikiss.
It's okay. Eh. You didn't even finish that one.
Yeah, I think that's the only one I didn't finish this season.
Yeah.
Glad I get my...
Your 1 year past. Oh, you're getting it back already.
So hopefully I'm planning on not using it, but you know.
Yeah.
I never really plan for this kind of stuff. Next is The Skull Man. The most disappointing anime, I feel.
Yeah.
We watched.
Mm-hmm.
Had really high hopes for it, and City of Bones...
Bones let me down.
I never thought they would, but they did. My Sweet Tyrant is next.
Yep. I think that's a little high on the list. I think it should be a little bit lower, but yeah, My Sweet Tyrant.
But it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last of the mediocrity is
Battery. The animation.
Really good animation. Really bad
execution. Story. The colors were cool.
One of my least favorite siblings in an anime. Really don't like the sibling.
You need to go down a little bit.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure
what
the line was. Next, we have the okay line.
Yeah.
So I think everything above here is stuff that we recommended, gave a flat recommend to.
Probably gave a flat recommend to all of these.
Maybe I think... The second one on here, second and third one, I think we gave a light pass. These are like light passes to light flat. Recommend. Yeah, flat recommend. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say that. Light passes of recommend. Even like a light pass is something I think you should look into.
Yeah, I guess so.
But anyway, oh, and then like some niche.
Yeah, some niche stuff. Picks.
I think actually our niche picks are like higher now that I think about it. But anyway, we have... Oh, Edo Rocket.
Yep.
I mentioned it. Really fun art style. Really okay story. Nothing too special.
Mm-hmm. And it's 24 episodes. A little long for an okay anime.
Yeah. Then we have Nakaimo.
Yeah. That one was fun.
Fun. Okay. I think almost all these are real fun, except for this some I would rank not fun. But That's not how averages work here. Yeah, I know. Cherry Bomb. next, we have Kasan.
Mom's Life.
Anime I think I do want to cover again sometime.
Yeah, we only did 12 episodes, and there's like over 80, so.
Oh, there's like over 100, I think. There's a lot. Yeah. Really? Okay. Yeah.
Something I would want to finish, but maybe like once a year I'll pick it.
Yeah. Have the old spirit of early education come out here.
Yeah, come back and haunt us.
what was the cool one?
What?
It was the
another ghost?
Yeah, what was the other cool ghost? What was the cool ghost we liked?
I don't remember.
What was it, early education? I think it was like the early arts or whatever.
Yeah.
The other one. next, we have Hyoka.
Hyoka.
Very
pretty.
Pretty anime.
Okay story.
That's all I have to say about it. Mm-hmm. Slam Dunk.
I actually really like Slam Dunk.
I think Slam Dunk is okay. I think it's fine. Mm-hmm. I don't really have
That's
any.
That's how averages work. I really liked it. Aaron didn't really like it, so it's okay.
this one, I think, was really close on both of our lists. Bamboo Blade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, again.
It was okay.
Fun cat. Actually, a really fun ensemble cast, I feel.
Yeah.
But really okay. Really okay sports anime.
Yeah, and it's 24 episodes. A little long.
Next, we have Free.
Free,
I think, kind of disappointed me. I thought I was going to get more homoeroticism.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, since it's like so, a lot of people like it. So, yeah, I was a little let down by it as well. I think we even said in the podcast that we wanted more boy-on-boy action. But
yeah, and then it's like, whatever.
It just never
like
happened.
Real tease.
Next.
Next is Assassination Classroom. It's fine.
It's fine, yeah. It's just there's too many characters.
Yeah. Next is Slime. I think Slime.
The time I got reincarnated as a slime. It was fun. Yeah, it's a pretty average anime. Yeah, I mean, it's fun.
I don't think it deserves all the hype. I think a lot of people amp it up. I don't think it deserves a second season.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
But it's
I'll watch
one.
The second season.
I'll watch
though.
It. Yeah, we'll watch it. But I don't know. It's weird. I just don't like. It's such an average isekai anime.
Yeah.
Like, even to where, like, you can guess all the beats, and I don't know. It's just really average.
Yeah.
Next, we have Familiar of Zero.
Yeah. That one was fun.
Really fun. I actually do want to maybe cover the second season. I think it gets a little bit better in the second season.
Okay, yeah. I mean, and there's like a third season, right?
And there's a fourth season.
And a fourth season, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of seasons. I don't know if I'll cover all of them, but
eventually
they're
we
fun.
Will.
All right. Then we have My Love Story.
Mm-hmm.
Really fun. That action anime was pretty fun.
Yeah. That's the first one of the year. I think. Or I guess Lane,
yeah, was technically the first one.
First one, yeah.
All right, then we have Gundam Unicorn, our first Gundam series. Won't be our last Gundam series.
Yeah.
I really want to cover Iron Blood Orphans maybe this year. That'd be really fun.
Yeah. Or 00, something like that.
Or like Zero. Mm-hmm. Or
Wing.
Wing.
Yeah.
Or G,
yeah. I know you really want to do G.
No, there's a lot of great stuff we can cover. We can even cover like
the first one.
Yeah, the original Mobile Suit would be really fun too.
8th MS Team or something like that.
All right, next we have Metabots. Real fun from both of our childhood.
Yeah, really love Metabots. And I was actually, this is one that surprised me of how much I liked
enjoyed
it.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't hate it, which I assumed I was going to hate it.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite things, I think I've learned this doing this podcast, is a good dub goes a long way.
Yeah, and generally, it's a really funny anime as well.
I don't know how bad it is in the sub. I don't know if it will be that good.
Oh, I don't know.
Next, we have Keijo.
Or Keijo. I don't know how you say it.
Yeah, Keijo. This is the one I was talking about with my friend. I wish it would have succeeded.
Because
I want to see how more outrageous it
can get. Yeah.
I also wish it was so popular that it spawned like an ichi sports genre.
Oh my god, that would be crazy.
I would think that'd be super cool. And it's like, those are like two genres that don't like mesh well together, I feel.
Ichi and sports.
Sports. And I think Keijo rides that perfect parody line.
Yeah. I would agree with that. That would have been nice to see a lot more Ichi sports.
I think that's
a great idea.
Yeah, it's a really cool idea. And rounding off
the top of the okay list is
Fate Stay Night. It hurt me to put it below the line, but it's fine. I really love Fate Stay Night. Yeah. I don't know. I don't love Fate Stay Night. I think Fate Stay Night is pretty cool. I love Saber.
Yeah.
Let's get that straight. I love Saber. I like Ilya.
Saber is a high recommend.
See, yeah.
The anime is okay.
Top tier waifu. I really, really, we're watching Fate just to get to the cooking anime.
Yeah. That's at this point, it. Yeah.
And the magical girl anime.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
To get to the fun stuff. All right. Next, we have the good line.
Yeah, this is good anime.
It's really good anime. It's really good anime here. Mm-hmm. And we have quintuplets. This might be recency bias because we just finished it.
Yeah.
But
it might go down.
Yeah.
The more that we stew on it. But just watched this one. But
I really liked it. It was fun.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it. Nothing too right with it. I think it rides that line.
Yeah, between okay and good.
Yeah. Next we have Sword Art Online. This one actually, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's really good. I really do want to watch a second one.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't.
Definitely.
I wouldn't. For what it is, it's really good.
It's a good time, yeah.
Exactly. Then we have Zero Experiments Lane.
Yeah.
Probably the most cinematic.
Yeah, and symbolic.
Yeah. Lot to interpretation anime. Yeah.
I never really talked about Lane because I wasn't part of that podcast.
Yeah, do you wanna give your thoughts on it?
Well, it was I really enjoyed it. It was really good. I really liked all the characters and like
have you gone back and listened to that podcast?
No, I haven't.
If you get a chance, it's pretty fun because we like me and Domo, we talk about like what certain things mean to us.
Yeah.
And our interpretations of scenes. And I think that's the perfect anime. Like, if you ever wanted to do a retrospect on it someday, I'm totally be down to rewatch it and talk about our interpretations of scenes. Because it's just an anime that even holds up to, like, today.
Sure. A lot of it applies to today.
Exactly. It holds a mirror up to society, and it's only gotten stronger.
Yeah. It's only become more relevant.
Exactly. Really good. It should be high. It should be higher, but there's something about it that's.
I mean, it's a really, really it's complex. It's
very vague. Yes, exactly. It's really complex. It's really complex.
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend in the way it's not a fun anime, I feel.
It's fun to think about, though.
Yeah, it's really. You can get your head
thinking.
It's really cool.
It's a thinking man's anime.
Exactly. It's a high IQ anime. For real, I think it should be like. Shown in like colleges and should be like shown in high school.
Yeah,
just as thought processes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then we have Shiki.
Shiki, the best horror anime we've covered this year. Or oh no, Danganronpa is also kind of horror.
In the horror, yeah. So is I mean,
I don't know.
But the best horror month.
Mm-hmm. One of the good ones from horror month.
Really good.
Yeah, another surprising one that I didn't think I was going to like it as much as I did.
Me too.
Great story. And a lot of nice twists.
Sadness. Mm-hmm. And then wrapping up the good line.
Danganronpa.
Danganronpa.
Yeah. And this is a very niche anime.
Yeah. You have to have played the other.
The games.
Two games. I think you got by not playing Ultra Despair Girls.
Yeah.
They're in one episode.
Yeah, I knew who the characters were, so
yeah,
I grasped what it was about.
Like, oh, that's,
I think you might have explained to me what happens in the game as well.
But also, really okay. All right, next we have the great line. So these are like high recommendations.
Yeah, these are definitely recommend these anime.
So the first one is Is This a Zombie?
Yeah, great anime. So fun.
Great, great, great anime.
Yeah.
Next we have Lucky Star.
Funny. Classic comedy.
Space Dandy.
Great anime.
Great. Space Patrol Lolico. Also, great short anime.
Yeah. For its length, it's really good.
Also a niche pick, I think.
Yeah.
Because to enjoy the middle part of it.
You need to know some other anime.
Yeah,
like
you
Kill
need to know other trigger anime. Kill la Kill, Little Witch.
And that one.
Sex and Violence at Mock Speed.
Yeah.
Fun fact about Lolico is when I hear the song Before My Body is Dry, I don't think of Kill la Kill. I think of the scene of Lolico. Oh, I always laugh because I think of the guts alien, the boy guts of the dog. Okay. There's like a little scene where Lolico like looks back as the world of twine is burning, and she sees like a female alien guts and a male alien guts, and like they're like crying, and it just looks hilarious. And it's they also have that really fun line of do you think we're gonna continue? And he's like, yeah, we'll probably continue. Like, oh yeah, Killer Kill's coming back, and it's still not back. So
yeah.
And then, ironically, to round out the great line, we have One Piece.
One Piece. Dun, dun.
Really want to cover.
Yeah, it's been a minute since we did more One Piece.
So that'll become. I wouldn't doubt that's coming up probably after
like sometime in February, probably.
Yeah, whenever we're done with Anime of the Year, that'll probably be the next one right after.
Yeah.
All right, now everything past this list. This is the things that
this is like you should watch. This
is the cream of the crop. This is the top 8 anime
of this year.
Of this year
that we covered.
So Monster.
Monster.
I had no idea this anime existed before we even covered it.
Yeah,
and it's so good.
It's a great anime.
The probably the longest anime we covered that consistently was like really good.
Yeah. For sure.
Throughout the whole thing.
From beginning to end, it was a great story.
Then we have Surizuri Children. Another great, fun, short anime.
This is the anime that I would say I want. If somebody asked me, what anime do you want another season of? I would say Surizuri Children.
Oh, man. I used to say it's my favorite. It's my second favorite romance anime. My favorite romance anime is yet to be discussed here. But yeah, really, really top tier romance anime.
Yeah, for sure.
I could go for more Surizuri Children. Then we have The Promised Neverland.
Yeah, one of the nominees for Anime of the Year.
I am kind of afraid for season 2.
Because you just don't, like, what can you do?
I don't know, yeah, what can you do?
That's the mystery of it. So we'll know when we get there.
And what can you do and how can you keep it up?
Yeah, for sure.
So we'll because from what I've seen, it turns more into like a weird shonen thing. So,
okay.
I just want to see how.
What happens?
A lot of people say it falls off.
Really?
And I'm hoping that's not the case. Not that it falls off, but it gets weird. And so okay. I'd like to see that. Nana.
Love Nana.
Really great dub. Really great story. Really great characters.
Wish there was more, even though it's already long.
If my boy Nobu didn't get shafted, I'd rate it high.
Yeah.
Then we have Bakano.
Bakano.
This is the one anime I did not know, another anime I didn't know that existed before this.
Yeah.
And I would... Of all the anime of this list, even though it's not number one, this is the anime I would be most likely to recommend to somebody, to like anyone, like check out Bakano. Because it's, I think everything above these, they're like perfect anime. They're really, really good. It's like perfect. I'm pretty sure things above this are things we said gotta go watch it right now. Yeah.
I think we have.
From Bakano and up. I think Neverland was also...
I gotta go watch.
Yeah. I think Nana was one of those weird ones that was like really close.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Bakano, great. Love it.
Such a unique setting. Great characters. Large cast. A lot of great voice actors. Great dub.
Oh. Did you watch the dub?
Yeah.
I did not watch the dub. Oh, no, wait, no. Bakano. I got ahead of you for a second. I was like, Bakano's a dub? You're like, yeah. Then we have Sound Euphonium.
Another large cast. Probably done right.
My second favorite Kyoto animation.
Yeah.
My third favorite Kyoto animation. No. I think probably my second. My second or third. I don't know if I'd rate Haruhi above it, but I really love Haruhi.
Yeah.
I would put Dragon Maid above it because I think Dragon Maid is just a really...
fun anime.
It speaks to me more than a slice of life does. Really fun, really beautiful.
Yeah, love it.
I listen to Reina solo every so often because it makes me so happy.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Shout out to Liz and the Bluebird.
Yeah.
That's a great, great movie.
Yeah, awesome movie.
Then we have Teasing Master Tagaki-san.
Yep, season 1 and 2 we did this year.
Season 1 and 2 we did this year. We would have done season 2 months ago if it wasn't for Netflix.
Yeah.
And really good. Yeah. Loved it. Love it, love it, love it. My favorite romance anime.
Yeah, my favorite anime of the year.
And number 1.
Number 1.
Mob Psycho season 2.
Yep.
Possibly Mob might be my favorite anime of all time. Mm-hmm. This stepped its game up so much from it did something I didn't think it was possible and stepped up in every facet from season 1, and I love season 1. Really good. Really loved it.
Yep.
And that's it. That rounds out the list, everybody. Mob Psycho season 2, the best anime we covered this season.
Average.
On average. Well, I could go to Gaki also.
Yeah, I can go with any of these.
Any of these gotta go watch. I could slot them in anywhere and be perfectly fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
God, it's so good. It's a good. So
we did a lot of good anime this year.
Comparatively,
the first year.
First year to the second year. What was the stronger? You feel?
I think second year.
I think we've gotten so much better in the second year.
Mm-hmm.
Just. Go listen to the first couple podcasts.
First couple podcasts is us trying to find our bearings. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I think we just got better at picking anime. a lot of the first year was just, for me at least, is a lot of random picks.
Right.
And that's like something that like we always want to try to do is just like pick something that's like we've both never watched.
I know. I think this year we probably picked a lot we've already. Not necessarily.
But there's a lot. But there's a lot more that like I remember. Like I've watched Monster before I picked it. I watched Nana before I picked it. I watched Bakano before I picked it. And I don't know about other ones, but I've seen Lucky Star before.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of anime that we were familiar with, but like we just wanted to cover
refresh
them.
Exactly. And there's a lot I still want to cover. And
yeah, for sure.
This year, I think...
I still have my original list.
Yeah, I was going to say, this year, I think I went off... I, like, wandered off the list more.
Yeah, me too.
Than here. Like, I was trying in season one to knock off as much off that list. And this year, I was like, this like seems cool.
Yeah.
Let's just do this. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've looked at my list in a while.
Yeah. I think the last thing that I picked from my list was Metabots.
I think I only look on my list for things that when it's like the 0 hour, like you're here already, and I'm like,
oh yeah.
Oh, I gotta pick something quick.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for season 3.
Yeah, for sure.
Year 3. Year three is gonna be good.
Yeah, anime is always good. Well, I don't know.
I don't know if it's always good. But thanks everyone for listening.
Yeah,
we really appreciate all the listens that you give us.
Yeah, for sure.
I really want to see what we become the next year. It'd be real fun. It's
been, for sure.
Where we are, I set out like these weird goals when we first started and like stuff. I was like, yeah, that's never going to happen, but that'd be cool if we got, I think at first I was like, if we can get over like 20 listens, a podcast, I'd be pretty fine. We're there.
Consistently do that.
Yeah, we consistently do 20. If we can get like 50 to 100 coming up, which I don't see us that we can't. Why we can't hit 50?
Mm-hmm.
I think 50 is a really obtainable goal.
Yeah,
it'd be really cool. It's nice to see. There's only I think one or two podcasts that haven't broke 20 yet.
Yeah,
and those are like weird ones, like Time of Eve.
Time of Eve is probably one of them. I think since us talking about H2O a lot, I think that one's
gone up
a bit.
And I think also God, what's that? Half Moon. I think Half Moon's also really low.
Yeah, that might be like on the cusp of being over 20.
Yeah, but everything else is over 20, which makes me really happy. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy it, and I really do appreciate all the listens out there. And if you like us, you know, go ahead and share us with your friends.
Yeah, follow us on SoundCloud, iTunes.
Leave a like if you like.
Mm-hmm. You can leave a comment. You can even send me an email. I got an email from a fan.
I guess your email's somewhere on the SoundCloud.
I guess my email's somewhere. But yeah, go ahead and email me if you want. I'll respond. I'll send you a gift too.
There you go. And be on the lookout for year three. We're coming strong.
Keep on trucking.
Keep it locked.
Mm-hmm.
Tight.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody. Until next time.
Yep. Stay watching anime.
There you go.